Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. Today, we're squarely in the running category, and we're talking all about electrolytes for runners. Let's get rolling. All right, friend, are you wondering why you can't just hydrate yourself to good performance? You've got to take in more than water. And so let's talk about electrolytes. Electrolytes are essential minerals like sodium, calcium, and potassium that are vital to many key functions in your body, like balancing pH, regulating muscle contractions, controlling nervous system function, and a lot of other things. They're very important. So why do we need to replenish them? Guys, your sweat has a mixture of electrolytes, and when electrolyte levels drop too low, it can lead to fatigue. You've heard of bonking, right? You've probably felt it too. So it can lead to fatigue, also cramps, confusion, issues with thermoregulation, a lot of bad stuff. The flip side of the coin is taking in too much water without electrolytes can lead to serious issues as well. So, what should we do to make sure that we're getting the hydration with water as well as electrolytes? You're going to want to include it in your fueling strategy. If you're wondering how much you should take in, it definitely depends on how much you sweat. Real talk, it's going to vary widely. And unless you've got something like one of those G2 patches that measures specifically the amount of salt you need to replace, it's going to be a little bit of trial and error to figure out what works for you. It could be as little as 300 milligrams of sodium per 32 fluid ounces, or as much as 700. There's a big range there. So here's an example. If you drink 16 ounces of fluid per hour when you're running and you're a salty sweater, you might need about 350 milligrams of sodium in your sports drink, gel, chews, whatever type of fuel you have. So it doesn't have to be liquid electrolytes. Sometimes when you say electrolytes, people automatically default to, oh, Gatorade. No, there are a lot of different products with electrolytes in them. And I'm going to give you some of my favorite options as well. One more note on how much you sweat first, though. You are likely a salty sweater if there's white on your clothes after a run or if sweat stings your eyes. So if you've got that white film, just know that you're going to want to opt for more electrolytes as you're doing this trial and error. So as promised, here are some of my favorite options for replacing electrolytes. First and foremost, real food. Yes, I'm talking pretzels, pickle juice, potato chips. Real food is fantastic. Another really great one, baby food or Pedialyte. Yes, I'm talking about the kind for your toddlers when they get sick. Pedialyte is a really, really good option. You'll see this often on ultra running race courses in drop bags. I also like the brand Human, their Super Beats product. I like Salt Stick Fast Chews. I also like Salt Stick capsules. So both of these, you can either do a chew or a capsule to replace some of that, well, salt electrolytes. Red H Nutrition, a partner with this podcast, has a great product called Go Juice. I also like Noon. Those are those tablets. It's spelled N-U-U-N, and they have hydration electrolyte tablets. So especially if you're using like a handheld water bottle or a Camelback or something like that, you can just put that electrolyte tablet in there. And that's really nice, isn't it? I also like Tailwind Endurance Fuel. Again, there are some really fantastic brands, Human, Salt Stick, Red H Nutrition, Noon, Tailwind. I bet there are more, and you can let me know. If you go to speakpipe.com/runliftmom, that's speakpipe.com/runliftmom, let me know your favorite electrolyte product if I missed it. I can't wait to hear from you. And when I get those, I will add them to this show. If your brain is foggy right now with all these different brands and products, that's okay. Don't overthink it. The main takeaway from this episode is you can't hydrate yourself to good performance. You have got to have a hydration plan, but you've also got to have an electrolyte plan. Stay safe out there, mamas, and perform well. Thank you so much for listening to the Run Lift Mom podcast. I want to let you know that you can swipe up in the podcast player that you're in to see the show notes. That's going to take you to my website and you're going to get a deep dive on today's show. Cool, huh? You can think of it as a blog post that complements what was covered today with all of the links and resources discussed. Don't forget to check out the podcast partners as well with some really great offers for you. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom podcast.